This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin said after talks with Chinese leader Xi Jinping on Tuesday, Chinese proposals could be used as the basis of a peace settlement in Ukraine, but the West and Kyiv were not yet ready. Putin accused Western powers of fighting to the last Ukrainian after talks with Xi in the Kremlin, which Putin said showed the growing trade, energy, and political ties between China and Russia. Describing his talks with Putin as, quote, open and friendly, Xi reiterated China's so-called neutral position on Ukraine and called for dialogue. Asia's stake in Europe's war was made crystal clear when leaders of the region's two richest countries sat in the capitals of Russia and Ukraine in strong support of the opposing sides. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma explains.
Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida paid a surprise visit to Kyiv on the other side of the front lines. The visits come as tensions grow between the two regional rivals and top economic powers. China's seeking to expand its influence, and Japan has responded by increasing its defense spending and deepening ties with the US and its allies. While Xi's trip is meant to send a message to the West that its efforts to isolate Moscow over the invasion of Ukraine have fallen short, Kishida in Ukraine strongly underlines the global nature of the opposition to the war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen told bankers on Tuesday she is prepared to intervene to protect depositors in smaller U.S. banks suffering deposit runs that threaten more contagion amid the worst financial system turmoil in more than a decade, in a speech aimed at calming nerves rattled by two prominent bank failures this month. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Many South Africans stayed home from work Monday as a political party called for a nationwide shutdown to protest frequent power cuts and high unemployment. Jan Borman reports for VOA from Johannesburg.
The shutdown, called for by the Radical Economic Freedom Fighters Party, ended Monday with small and isolated incidents of public violence and the arrest of at least 550 people across the country. The party's leader, Julius Malema, had called for businesses to close and people to stay home to protest record unemployment and ongoing power cuts. The party also called on President Cyril Ramaphosa to step down immediately. Although most businesses closed in Johannesburg and Pretoria, some observers questioned whether the protest was a success because it was held on a day many would have taken off anyway ahead of a Tuesday public holiday. Jan Borman for VOA News, Johannesburg.
The governments of Ethiopia and Eritrea on Tuesday angrily rejected U.S. claims their forces had committed war crimes and crimes against humanity during the devastating two-year war in Tigray. Ethiopia's foreign ministry branded the allegations made by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Monday as partisan and inflammatory. Several hours later, the Eritrea foreign ministry issued a statement describing them as, quote, unsubstantiated and defamatory. A court in Chad sentenced more than 400 rebels to life in prison on Tuesday over the death of former President Idriss Deby, who was killed on the front line of a battle against their group in 2021, their lawyers said. The 465 members of the Libyan-based Front for Change and Concord in Chad rebel group started on February 13th in the capital. The criminal chamber of the court on appeal on Tuesday found 441 defendants guilty of acts of terrorism, undermining national security, and endangering the life of the head of state, among other charges. Trial begins Tuesday for American actress Gwyneth Paltrow, who's being sued by a retired optometrist who claims she recklessly crashed into him while skiing in 2016. AP correspondent Margie Zarletta reports.
Terry Sanderson's attorneys say in court documents that Gwyneth Paltrow violently rammed into Anderson while skiing, then got up and skied away. Sanderson says the accident caused a brain injury and four broken ribs. He's suing for $300,000 after his initial lawsuit seeking $3.1 million was dropped. Paltrow's lawyers say Sanderson ran into her and is overstating his injuries to exploit her celebrity and wealth. They say Paltrow's group checked on Sanderson and he said he was fine. The trial is expected to last longer than a week. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.